getting excited. I hope our Tigers fans are too. You know, Tigers baseball getting ready to return on Friday, the official opening day. The 60-game season, 5:45 is the broadcast time. Going to be on 790, of course, your franchise home for Tigers baseball now for 53 consecutive seasons. Matt Boyd's going to get the start. And I'm still trying to clarify, you know, a couple of things to talk about here, what you're going to hear as far as the broadcast goes, because it is on the road. And the Tigers, along with some other teams, because of some of the travel and protective ways of safety protocols, the thought is that the Tigers are not going to travel the broadcast crews.
Oh, that's the...
They're going to watch a TV feed from the home ballparks provided and do a broadcast that way. For example, Dan Dickerson wouldn't have to go to Cincinnati, although it's not that far,
yeah,
you know, geographically, but still, to eliminate some of the travel and things like that. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. And there's a suggestion it might just be Dan doing this kind of thing. Whether or not he'll be joined by Jim Price or not, we'll have to, I guess we'll hear and find out. Hmm. But some of the other teams are, you know, just trying to figure out the best ways to engage the baseball usual ways that things happen in baseball. Tigers. So I heard in your sports report this morning that the Tigers did make some roster moves. Yesterday was the final training camp day.
Yes.
And not unexpected. Some of the youngsters that we hope will be the future were sent down. You know, your Casey Mize, your Spencer Torkelson, your two big number one picks from the last couple of years.
Yep.
And the other pitchers that you hear about, the Matt Mannings, the Alex Viedos, even like catcher Jake Rogers, and the catcher Dylan Dingler we hope will do something someday. But there's a note that says the Tigers could be bringing up Casey Mize next Wednesday and still delay his eventual free agency eligibility for 1 year. You know, we've talked about this too, that the business side of baseball, which allows certain moves to be made. So with that in mind, I enjoy Tigers GM Alex Avila, but I see there was a quote in another online source I saw. This might have been the News or Free Press doing some of the sports coverage. And I'm not suggesting that he isn't telling the truth. Yeah, that almost sounds bad. I just think he's holding his cards a little bit, maybe.
Okay.
So Avila said this. He's talking about Casey Mize. From the day we drafted him, that's why we made him 1-1. We thought he was a very special pitcher. He's handled himself great. He's a pro. He works very hard. We have high expectations of him. He has high expectations of himself, and he's on the right track. When asked about Casey Mize being sent down, Avila said, well, yeah, but we can bring him up next Wednesday. But service time was never a thought of the thought process.
I think it was.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I think everybody can see
that. Yeah, I don't want to take issue with you, but I'm going to. I mean, come on. If you're waiting the 1 week and talking about bringing him up at that time, how is it not?
Of course it is.
And baseball fans are going to understand that. If you get into the nuances of the game and the way it's played and the unfortunate ways that you have to make moves,
yep,
we understand that. So just tell us straight out. Hey,
lay it out there.
Exactly. You don't have to. Come on. To tell us it was never thought about the thought process. See, I'd rather that it would be. And again, the way a game has to be played. Tell me that you are thinking about this. Or are protecting the players for as long as we can get them? You know, that's what we want the GM to be doing. Reminds me of, I don't remember when it was, a couple of years ago, maybe in the last year or two, again, the nuances of players who can be sent down with options. And there was a player the Tigers sent down, and we're like, why send this guy down, you know? It turns out because he had an option to be sent down where he wouldn't have to be placed on waivers to clear before he can go to AAA.
Right.
Hmm. Oh, now you get it. Now you get it.
Well, maybe it's they just want to make sure that fans know that the, I don't know, maybe give the, I don't want to say facade, but give the feeling that they're not cashing it in.
Yeah,
is that why?
Yeah, that could be too. I mean, but without minor league seasons, I mean,
right,
these players don't develop unless they play.
Yeah, I'm with him. Well, which is why in a week he'll be with the Tigers.
Exactly
anyway.
Right.
So it's okay.
And at some point, probably Torkelson and everyone else will start seeing too.
Right. So that means that we'll see Casey Mize probably from the bullpen, right?
Probably a start.
Yeah.
Although with the loss of Jordan Zimmermann,
yeah,
Who's going to fill in? Could it be Michael Former, who's still coming off his Tommy John surgery? Yeah. We don't know. We'll find out as it continues to play out, and it'll start playing out on Friday. But Tigers baseball.
Yeah, it's here.
I want to thank our early season Tigers sponsors, by the way. Ed Raymond & Sons in Chesaning, Lingle Equipment in Saginaw, Wolf Isles Ace Hardware in Saginaw, Schaefer & Beerline in Frankenmuth, auto agents, your auto owners insurance agents that include the Mayan Agency in Merrill, the Rumble Agency in Saginaw, Frankenmuth, Caro, Vassar, and Ortonville, and XL Auto Sales in Kilcullen. All on board as Tiger sponsors this season so far.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Again, 5:45 on Friday for Tigers baseball and you on WSGW.